the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Rant and Wrestling, episode 79. We're almost at 80. I am Booty KD. Of course, you know I'm still one half of the world's tag team champions, also known as Mr. Two Times, and I'm joined here by your friend and mine, the Tweener World Champion. Been here since day one. This is Doomsday. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is temporarily going to be the two-man power trip till Mofo Magic shows up, so let's get it.
He is taking care of some thing, being a dad, or probably getting ready to fix his mansion for Friday night, which is the Ring of Honor pay-per-view, which we'll talk about later on the show. Get into those, we're going to book that show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess we can talk about what happened on Monday Night Raw. I'm pretty sure nothing really too special happened, although, before the show started, saw this on Twitter, not sure if it was going to happen or not, but word around the street, the main event of the show was going to be Nikki Bella versus Charlotte for the Divas Championship, and the Divas Champion Nikki Bella was going to beat the longest reigning Divas Champion, basically the streak, of like 290 some odd days, and she was successful. She did retain her Divas title, and someone checked for me, because I was like, when was the last time she even defended the thing? And they was like, yeah, the last time Nikki defended the title was the Beast in the East show in Japan. And I totally forgot that even happened.
Yep.
And that was back in, like, June. So I was like, well, she was, I'm telling y'all now, she was defending it before the whole big group thing started. She was defending that shit. Like, every pay-per-view, I believe, you could check online, see, but she was defending it until they started doing the whole Team Bad and the PCD and the Team Bella. Once that shit hit, that's when she stopped defending it. And I believe it started around July, August, I can't remember.
Do you think that threw it off?
You said what?
You think that threw off the reign or something like that? Like,
I don't think it did. I think it just stopped her title defenses.
Yeah.
You know, WWE doesn't really count the defenses. I'm surprised they even remember how long she had the damn thing. You know. But, I mean, hey, she won. She's still the Divas Champion. A lot of people, I mean, okay, listen, guys. Y'all knew this was going to happen. Y'all knew that she was going to keep that title and beat AJ Lee's, you know, streak of having it the longest. And I'm proud of her. She worked hard, I guess. She worked hard. She I don't know about being the flag bearer of this whole, you know, diva thing, this whole revolution where everybody can bring it up. That is over, by the way. I don't even think it started. They just tried to have it there to basically cover up the divas division. We're having a revolution because we're bringing new girls up. But, yeah, she's the longest reigning Divas Champion, and a lot of people still gave her shit about it. You know, Nikki Bella ain't shit, and Nikki Bella ain't never defend the title. But, I mean, I brought up the example of, you know, Dean Ambrose never defended the U.S. title, and he had his own fucking everybody, you know? So, you can say that. I mean, like I said, she did defend it before the whole group thing started. And people had to was over there bawling. They couldn't take it. They were cussing. They were bitching. And then I was like, well, if y'all really want to be okay with things, Nikki Bella does have the longest reign for, like, one reign title. AJ Lee had it three times, and she had it for a combined days of 406. Nikki Bella right now is at 303. If they really wanted to piss people off, she would have it longer than 460. blah.
Yo, honestly, I would actually be okay with that happening, but she'd have to have a legitimate feud for that to actually be interesting. You can't just like have her coast through the rest of it like she did with the longest reign thing, like, you know.
But still, Dean Ambrose did it. I think he only defended the title twice.
I don't know, but the thing about it is that it just feels more important now. Like, it feels more important. U.S. title didn't mean shit, so no one even remembers Dean Ambrose's reign. You know, but
he just had the belt with him. He just had it.
But yeah, but there's a scope being put on the Divas division in general right now. So like, of course, everybody's gonna have that huge focus on it. So I believe that, yeah, in order for people to take it seriously, she has to defend it more often, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
have somebody like come in and actually be a legitimate threat against her, you know?
Well, and she has Flint now with the new girls coming up.
Yeah,
plenty of people to work with now that the group seems like they're not trying to, but might be deforming. You know, you got Charlotte first. You can also go to Paige if you really feel lazy. You can go to Naomi and have Nikki Bella still beat these women. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not too late to give her some credibility. She is still the Divas champion. You know, it's possible that they can do it if the WWE gives a shit. And I think we all know they don't give a shit. I don't think they ever did for the Divas division. Until you can show me proof that they did. Nah, I don't see it happening. That's why I still believe that they're still going to have the Divas championship belt there. You know, I mean, they're not going to change it to the women's title. That's unfortunate. But, hey, that's WWE. You got any take on the longest reigning Divas champion, Nikki Bella? Anything?
Man, honestly, like, I don't have a problem with her being champion. I just have a problem with the presentation of her being champion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, like, yeah, if that makes any sense, like, she needs to be more presented as, like, the girl, like, the woman, like, in the division, you know? Instead of just, like, parading around, like, the woman in the division.
She's hiding behind, you know, with Brie Bella and Alicia Fox, and then she's also hiding behind this quote-unquote feud with all these other women in these groups. They drop the groups. They'll have matches, and it won't just be Nikki Bella versus Charlotte. It could be a number one contender between Becky Lynch and, let's say, off random Tamina Snuka. Fuck it. And, I mean, yeah, you mean you laugh now, but make it seem like people want to get the title.
Yeah, yeah.
Right now, Sasha Banks, I don't think, has lost yet. You know, if anyone should get a title shot, it should be her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
She beat a two-time Divas champion multiple times.
Multiple times. And they still not even favoring her yet. She's still in the background a little bit.
Because she's black.
You think so?
It's because she's black.
You think she's mixed with anything?
I don't know. I think she's just light-skinned.
She's just light-skinned, yeah. I think
probably some distant relatives are white or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, yeah, and then they can do it if they give a shit about it. Now, WWE and NXT, to me, two different brands. Granted, they're under the WWE umbrella, yes, but you can see how the Divas division is ran on Raw and SmackDown, and the women's division in the NXT. Completely different. NXT, the next takeover show is to be headlined, and I'm not sure if they're really going to go through with this, but I'm thinking they're brave enough to pull it off. The match between Bayley and Sasha Banks, the rematch from a Brooklyn show for the women's championship, an Iron Man match. Well, you can call it an Iron Woman's match or Iron Maiden match, whatever you want to call it. They're having a 30-minute Iron Man match on a takeover show. Women are headlining this show. If you really want to make a revolution, have these women headline a Raw, which wouldn't have been bad. I was actually looking forward to it. When I got off work, I turned on Raw to see if they was main eventing the show. And it was important to a certain extent. You know, the title reign of Nikki Bella and how long she's had it was on the line against Charlotte, who was a competitor that probably dethroned her. I wanted to see who was going to do it. But when I got home, I'm looking at fucking Sting against Big Show, fucking rematch at WCW.
Right.
You know, and I was just like, okay, I guess, whatever. And Sting, okay, to my knowledge, I didn't look at this, I didn't look it up, but did Sting wrestle in a t-shirt at WrestleMania?
I think so, yeah.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, he wrestled
I thought he didn't. I thought he really didn't, because I would have noticed that shit.
He did. I'm pretty sure he did, because this is chess, because you know he got that, like, he got that separated cage type thing going on with his chest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I would have noticed that, but I don't think, yeah, I'm sure he wore a t-shirt.
Darn.
He wore a t-shirt.
Okay. I thought he didn't. Yeah, like I said, the NXT TakeOver is headlined by an Iron Woman match. Has there ever been an Iron Woman match in the WWE before?
I don't think so. I think this is the first one.
They had a ton of Iron Man matches.
Yeah, they've had a ton of Iron Man matches. Never, because remember, they never give divas the time of day. You know, like, the average match is like 5 minutes. So, like, less than 5 minutes. So, for them to have an Iron Woman match? Hell no, that was not happening.
I'm looking through.
This is the first time. This has got to be first.
I'm looking through, and I see a lot of Iron Man matches, but none of them have women in it.
Exactly.
Tag team matches, singles matches, an hour, 50, there's a 15-minute Iron Man match, there's a 30-minute Iron Man match. None of them had women in it. None. So this is the first ever Iron Woman match. And that's got to say a lot. I mean, the girls can close the show. Since, I believe, well, I wouldn't say the first NXT special they had with Arrival, and I believe that was Emma and Paige, and that was one of the first good to great matches that I've seen in under the WWE brand, you know.
Yeah.
Because I was just giving TakeOver, I was just giving NXT a shot. That was my first time watching NXT, and they blew me away. And they could give me Natalya and Charlotte, and I was like, whoa, that was even 10 times better than that. And then you got Sasha Banks and Charlotte, and then you got the four-way where Sasha Banks won the title. You got Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch. Those could have closed the show. Granted, the NXT Championship, you know, of course closes the show. But I believe the Finn Balor's teaming up with Samoa Joe.
Yeah. During the Dusty Invitational.
Right.
Yeah, they're teaming up.
And I'm looking through, yeah. Baron Corbin and Rhino is in the semis, and Finn Balor and Samoa Joe in the semis also.
And Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa are also in the semis.
Now they are showing, I don't know if this is true or not, but Gargano and Ciampa, they said they lost to Baron Corbin and Rhino.
Oh, really?
That's what it says. I don't know. I haven't watched NXT in a while, but I did hear Gargano and Ciampa winning, but they beat Tyler Breeze and Bull Dempsey. I didn't hear him go any further. They got the Hype Bros with Zack Ryder and Mojo Rawley against Jason Jordan and Chad Gable. I think that might happen tonight. I'm not sure. Tag Team Champions, the Vaudevillains versus the Mechanics of Scott Dawson and Dash Wilder.
Uh-huh.
And the winner of those guys will face Balor and Joe. So yeah. I'm thinking that Balor and Joe is going to have, I don't know, a miscommunication and the Vaudevillains. I'm going to say them, the Vaudevillains. You know, tag team champions, they go over due to the mistake of those two, you know, bickering around or miscommunication or what. And then you have Samoa Joe and Finn Balor, I guess, on the takeover show for the title, I guess. You can set it up that way. Or you can just take them to the finals and they can just mess them up that way too and extend it to another takeover show or just another NXT show. They can build from that. You can see it. They mapped it out for people, unlike the main roster. It's totally different, you know, and it's exciting to see it. I really like it. I don't see Baron Corbin and Rhino going through. I mean, Ken. I don't want to see the hype bros. Now, James Jordan and Chad Gable, that actually might be quite entertaining. Because Chad Gable's pretty dope. And Jason Jordan.
I really like Chad Gable. I really like him.
Oh, yeah. I like both of them. I like Jason Jordan a little bit, but I'm more of a Chad Gable. That guy's pretty decent. But yeah, that's like into the NXT TakeOver show, man. They haven't disappointed. Not yet. You know, not yet. And they've done a couple so far. But I'm looking forward to that. For those that are listening, the next TakeOver show is October 7th. They're calling it TakeOver Respect. You know, find out what it means to me. That's what it's for. Dusty Rhodes Tag Team. Classic tournament, that was nice. I mean, I guess it's just the winner of the tournament. I guess it's just the best tag team, I guess. If you add tag team champions there, are they defending their title? Because this could be like a DDT4 type deal.
I hope so. I don't know.
Kinda. Well, DDT4 is all one day. Yeah. Or maybe two if you got that many. But if they're not defending the tag titles in this classic, wouldn't do it. I want to see how strong they can be, but I mean, right now it's going well. It's going well. I like it. Back to Raw. Did anything else happen on Raw that I missed? How was the New Day?
Shit. What happened with them? Oh, they had a tag. Yeah, they did have a tag match, right? I forgot who they were facing. Oh yeah, that's right. I think they were facing Primetime Players. And at some point, Titus had, took the, what was it? What's he playing on? Trombone? He took the trombone and actually, like, ripped the sliding, pipe part off of it at some point. I forgot. And then at some point, I think, Xavier got it back and he was playing, the Pink Panther theme on the trombone.
Yeah. I heard he did that.
And then, but of course, they picked up the win, and then of course the Dudleys came out to signify and shit and whatnot. Right. And so yeah, it's gonna and they announced that it's gonna be Dudleys versus New Day at Night of Champions.
Okay.
And of course, they had a hilarious post match, like post Raw interview shit. It was great. I think they were singing their own rendition of My Way. You know, Fetty Wap song?
Oh, yeah. Boy, Fetty.
Fetty Wap. Yeah, that shit was hilarious.
Wow. These guys, can they do anything wrong?
Nope.
Finally, people are coming around them. And like we said before, for people that are new, which I know, that listen to this show, we've been supporting New Day since the beginning. Day one. We did not turn Coke.
I haven't made a video for them, like back when they were still faces.
Mm-hmm. When they were wearing blue uniforms.
Yeah, they got the blue. They had the blue on.
You know, we was behind them. Let me see. Okay, the main event, unfortunately, was Big Show and Sting, and then later on, you know, Seth Rollins comes out. Why I don't know, but Cena saving the day, and then they made it to a tag team match.
You always gotta save the day.
Yeah, they made it into a tag team match with Cena and Sting for the first time ever, teaming up with each other, going up against Seth Rollins and the goddamn Big
Show. Theodore Long would be proud.
God damn it. When that match came on TV, I just watched Monday Night Football. And you wonder why the ratings are down now.
Speaking of Monday Night Football, Adrian Peterson fucked me. He fucked me.
I heard he had 30 yards.
Yeah, that's it. Like 30. I think it was like, what, 33? 30 or 33? It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was 39, 33. It was low. It was not.
I was like, all you needed to do was give me a decent performance, and I would have won. But guess how much I lost my game? I lost 310.21 to 310.04.
Wow.
Yes.
No.
Yes. All, and the only guy I had left coming into Monday was Adrian Peterson. All he had to do was have a decent game.
Oh,
a decent game. But no.
I'm so sorry, dude. No one should lose like that. Wow. I luckily won my first game. I had the Eagles defense, but my team is, you know, is the Falcons. So, I was over there cheering for Atlanta. It was like, damn, I don't want them to fucking screw me over and have them, you know, lose points because of the Eagles defense. But I was already winning anyway. Only people I had to play Monday was the Eagles defense and my kicker, which was the Atlanta Falcons kicker going up against the Eagles defense. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to lose points by scoring on myself. That's just dumb.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to switch and whoever kicker, because it was four teams, I was like, one of these teams got to have a free kicker. And it was Phil Dawson from the 49ers. And I just took him. So I kept the defense in, gave me 7 points. And Phil Dawson gave me 8. I won the game 91-79.
Nice.
Well, 91.02-79.10. You know, one thing that, and he had Calvin Johnson. I was playing up against Calvin Johnson. And he only gave him like 3.90 points. So I got lucky with that, you know, and I had Marcus Mariota on the bench, but I had Andrew Luck starting, you know, and I was like, I'm not going to put in Mariota and over Andrew Luck. Hell no. You know, but this motherfucker want to throw 4 touchdowns in the first half and shit. And I was just like, well, damn, you know, he's like the second best quarterback now. But I mean, next week, let's see. What do I got next week? Yeah, we're talking about football on the show. If people that got fantasy football, they know it's a struggle every game, every week. It's just something different. I'm always in a free agent list somewhere in there. I'm playing up against a guy. He has Sam Bradford, Matt Forte, Ellington. He has Andre Johnson, Kendall Wright, Odell Beckham Jr., Jimmy Graham, the Colts defense going up against the damn Jets, and Bailey from the Cowboys. And I still believe I can beat this dude. If everything goes right, I'm not too sure. Who are you playing next week?
Man, let me see. Hold up.
Because, I mean, my running backs are okay. I have Jeremy Hill and, what's his name, Melvin Gordon from San Diego. He just needs to get in the end zone. That's all I see. I see Jeremy Hill doing well. But Melvin Gordon, I'm not sure. And I have A.J. Green. So he needs to get in the end zone, too. Only one that scored out of my receivers was Brandon Marshall. But I have 2 receivers on Tampa Bay. And I'm like, Tampa Bay don't be scoring like that. You know, they suck. You know, but, how about the Ravens, man?
Man, that's some bull. I don't even, man.
Flacco and Peyton Manning, they didn't look good.
They didn't look good, and then Peyton Manning got beat up the whole game. I don't even know how he was able to stand up. It was crazy.
Yeah, both of the teams took back pick 6s.
Yep.
You know, it was not a good day for Peyton Manning or Joe Flacco. I don't think either one of them threw a touchdown. It was basically a defensive game. You know? So, I don't know. And next week, I believe y'all got the Raiders?
I think so.
If y'all lose to the Oakland Raiders.
Hell no. That's not happening. That is not happening.
To the Oakland Raiders. I don't know what to tell you. I will say your team sucks if y'all lose to the Raiders. Then again, I want to make sure my team, who stopped Marshawn Lynch at 4-1 in overtime, the St. Louis Rams. For those that don't listen, I have 2 favorite teams, the St. Louis Rams and the Atlanta Falcons. Both are 1-0, and I won my fantasy game. So I won 3 times that whole Sunday and Monday. I want to fucking roll. All right. Any more football talk? What else happened?
And Terrell Suggs got injured too. That's another thing that happened. Bro, that was a bull.
Oh, that Achilles. You tell that Achilles. That's going to be an issue.
That's gone. Yeah, yo. I don't even know if he's going to be, like, coming back even next year.
Next year, right.
Achilles, like, when you tear your Achilles, I don't know, man. He may have to use that deer antler spray or something.
Something. Yeah, you tear your Achilles, your ACL, your MCL. You're done. Broken collarbones. Those things can end it for you for the season. Des Bryant
broke his foot. Yep.
I think you said 4-6 or 4-8 weeks.
Yeah, 4-6, I think.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't know any more injuries, but those are the only 2.
Oh, and then, what's his name? McCown. When he got helicoptered.
Okay, look. He was almost there. He was like he was two so yards close. Away.
All he had to do was hold on to the ball.
Can't dive at the right time, I don't think. You know, if, no, if that was Nancy,
no, no, he dove at the right time. All he had to do was hold on to the ball.
Yeah, he basically did that thing.
Like he could have got like the way he got rocked, I was like, God damn.
He got helicopter and fumbled. Jesus. And the other team recovered. If it was Manziel, I believe he would have got in there.
He would have got in there. He would have gotten a concussion like him, but he would have scored though.
He would have scored. I don't even know if he would have got helicopter. He's faster than dude.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And you know, Manziel got, you know, he got quickness. McCown is too tall. You know, he's not that mobile, but I think Manziel would have got it. Now Manziel is starting. And, I mean, they lost. The Bills won. The Bills beat the Colts. Told you, that's a sleeper team.
No, the Bills are a problem. Like, they're a problem.
Sleeper team, Tyrod Taylor. I don't know how good he is. And I tell people this now. It is week one. Okay? Week one. Don't lose hope already. Except for Oakland Raiders. Y'all suck. Like, don't lose hope already. It's week one. When week two, week three happens, that's when you start to say, okay, you know, basically before the bye, that's how I see it. Before the bye, that's when you start looking at things. How are y'all, you know, offensive-wise, defensively, and special teams, and stuff like that. Week one, don't even count that. Don't even count that week. Last game I want to talk about is the Giants against the Cowboys. The Giants had that game. They was capitalizing on so many mistakes from the Cowboys. And then they realized, oh yeah, the Cowboys are better than us. Oh shit, we wasn't even supposed to get this much points. And the Cowboys fucking beat them. And Eli Manning told Rashad Jennings not to run in the end zone. Which, I get the strategy, but for people that have fantasy teams, you probably cost somebody the game, Eli.
Yeah.
Probably cost somebody the game. I would have told dude to run in. Run in. But granted, he was going to give them more time. But still, they would have had to score twice. Instead of taking the field goal, you take the touchdown. That would just be me. And I'm an offensive guy. I love offense. You know, but the Cowboys, it was a good game. The Cowboys was losing. They had no answer. Des Bryant wasn't in there second half.
Yo, Tony Romo went off, dude. I'm so happy. And guess what? I had him as my QWRT slot, my QW. He scored like 45 points for me. I was like, good Lord.
Yeah, they gave time, and he didn't choke. Well, he don't choke until, like, the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, regular season, he's pretty decent.
He's pretty solid. That most part,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like it was good, you know. Yeah. But, I'm not going to say I'm not sold on Romo just yet, but until he gets to, like, the Super Bowl, I'm going to actually be that fair. Get to the Super Bowl, and then I'll gain some more respect for that guy. Just get there. Because they was, what, 8-8, like, what, three times. You know, and they didn't make the playoffs. And they finally made the playoffs and lost to the Green Bay Packers on that play that I thought was a catch. But they saw otherwise. Those fucking cheaters. Those referees. Patriots and shit. All right. Anything else wrestling-wise that happened in WWE? Because I totally just went off track with that shit.
I don't know. Like, oh, who was talking some dumbass shit about stuff related to WWE? God, I want to remember.
It was somebody?
Somebody. Somebody said something. Somebody had a shoot interview. And they were talking a whole bunch of bullshit, like, talking about, like...
Was it Men on a Mission?
No, it wasn't Men on the Mission. It wasn't Mo. Even though what Mo said, I remember what Mo said, yeah, but he said some good stuff though.
Yeah.
Like when it came to like Shawn Michaels and like injury stuff and all this other
that
stuff.
That man went through depression.
Like, yeah, he made sense, but yeah, it was a damn shame talking about him trying to kill himself and stuff.
Yeah. It was 9 months on the road doing nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That's wild.
Yeah, I can't. Nah, you're going to have to do something with me, man. 9 months on the road doing nothing.
I'm, I'll just be a life to live, to something.
That's not a life to live. That's basically what JTG was doing. He was doing that shit for like 9 years. Like,
how did he? Yeah, how did he do that?
Yo, he was living good. He had all he had to do: keep his mouth shut, act like he doesn't exist, never answer that phone. Should never
no one should answer that phone. Oh man, yeah, that's way too much, dude.
Never answer that phone. It ain't his fault, man. But I don't have anything else as far as anything else in the world of wrestling, honestly, besides the bookings that we're going to have to do later on.
Yeah, things have been, like, fairly quiet.
Yeah, because all the news was last week, right?
Yeah, all the news is last week. This week has been real quiet. Everybody's keeping a low profile. Everything.
Too involved in shit. Well, I guess we could just go into the shows for this weekend.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Alright, this is the defining moment in AAW. This is going to be on Friday, September the 18th. The matches that they have here announced is your hero, Chris Hero, going up against Johnny Gargano. Now, did you see the picture of Gargano in the ring signing some sheet of paper?
No.
Okay, because he's like, first of all, it shows him a picture in the WWE ring talking about, I think it said like, something like, I like to draw, or something like that, and you can just see him, and people were thinking like, oh, he's signing a contract, he's gonna see his name stay. I don't know. I would love for Gargano to be in WWE. That would be amazing. I would love that.
See, my only problem with Gargano is the fact that he's undersized. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he's under... Even Tommaso, even looking at Tommaso compared to, like, Tyler Breeze, he's still small.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but, like, I don't know, like, maybe they can show up and then buff up like, while they're at NXT or something like that, but, like, as of right now, it looks funny just looking at them, like, they're both smaller dudes in WWE compared to, like, everybody else.
Neville, too.
Yeah. But the thing with Neville is that he still fits because he's swole as shit. Like, yeah. He's swole as a motherfucker. So, he made sure he compensated enough.
Okay. The Johnny Gargano signing thing? He's just drawing. And he's not in the WWE ring. It looks like an AAW ring.
Yeah.
It says, attention promoters, I draw really well. And I was just like, I wonder if that's a conch. Sure.
Sure.
But yes, AAW, he's gonna be facing Chris Hero. The AAW Tag Team Championship will be on the line. Falls Count Anywhere. Ohio is for killers. Going up against the Hooligans with my boy, Buck Nasty, Bucky Collins. Christian Faith is going up against Rob's client, Trevor Lee.
Christian Faith has been there
for AAW for a while. He's just there, you know, just there. In a grudge match, Tyson Diggs going up against the War King, Eddie Kingston. The AAW Heritage Championship, the Heritage Champion, the very underrated Lewis Linden, going up against my client and former Heritage Champion, the Money, Matt Cage. Now, they're saying that Ethan Page will defend the AAW Championship. To who? I don't know, because they didn't say. Justice Jones going up against Kongo Kong.
Kongo Kong.
I never seen him wrestle before.
Never seen Kongo Kong wrestle?
No, I just seen his face and I seen his hair. That's as far as I got. Some wrestling aficionado, but that is AAW defining moment. If you're in the Chicago area, go ahead and check them out because I believe the next show is, their biggest show, the Windy City Classic. So. Yeah, yep, the Windy City Classic number 11, featuring Phoenix and Cerro Miedo, Pentagon Jr.
Cerro Miedo.
Now, the next show is going to be, where is Mofo Magic? He's going to miss this shit.
Hey,
I don't know where he's at. I don't know. He's going to be missing out. We'll know where he is on Friday, September the 18th, Ring of Honor is going to have another pay-per-view, live from San Antonio, Texas. All-Star Extravaganza 7. And, the last pay-per-view was the Best in the World, where Jay Lethal won the world title. This one is going to be quite exciting. This one is going to be the boys versus Silas Young becoming a boy. Dalton Castle going up against the last real man, Silas Young. And if Silas Young loses, he will become one of Dalton Castle's boys. But if Silas wins, he will turn the boys into a real man.
Real man.
Real man. Who do you have winning? This actually could be pretty interesting. Dalton Castle or Silas Young?
I got my money on Silas turning one of them into a real man. Wow. It would be very, very interesting to have both of them have somebody, like both of them have one of the twins, and then like both of the twins be like polar opposite. It would be great. It would be really intriguing to see what that would how that would go.
That is actually a really good idea.
That's really good. I want to see that.
Now I'm looking at this like either one could win, because either one could be interesting. You got Silent Hill becoming one of the boys, and you know he's not gonna try to do all that, you know, shit with the fan and getting sat on, and you just see his facial expression and just be like, oh man, I don't want to do this, and Dalton Castle being all flamboyant. Or you get both of the boys, and Silas Young is over there telling them to do all this rough stuff, getting their hands dirty, changing tires, changing oil, you know, being a real man, you know, and not wanting the boys to be sat on. So it could actually be really intriguing. I don't know how the match will go, but the result will actually be pretty fun.
Yeah.
You gonna pick Silas Young? Me, I like your idea. I'm going with Silas Young taking one of the boys, and they're gonna be like, dude, what happened to you? He's like, man, I'm a real man. I ain't no pansy. No disqualification match. Ooh, this is gonna get rough. Moose, your client, going up against Cedric Alexander, your client. You being the booker man, who would you have win this match? I believe the last pay-per-view, I think Cedric was in that tag match?
He's had two matches against Cedric. He's had two matches against Cedric. The one that ended his streak, and the one that was at what was it? I want to say not Best in the World, Death Before Dishonor.
Yeah.
And he lost both of those, so I don't think they'll go with him losing three times in a row to Cedric. I think he's gonna pull it out this time. I honestly feel like Moose is gonna pull it out. So I got Moose on this one.
Cedric needed some wins, and then he got some when he turned heel. He got some wins, so now he gets right to just give back, you know, to the man named Moose. This is going to be the best of five series between ACH and Matt Sydal. This is match number 3. Last time I checked, ACH lost the first match. I have no idea who won the second match. But, who would you have win the third match of the best of five series, ACH or Matt Sydal? You don't know.
I'm gonna go ACH.
Yeah, fuck. ACH. Either one, I don't like it. This one, totally forgot this was happening. Open challenge match. This is a tag team match between Jay and Mark Briscoes. Jay and Mark Briscoes. They are facing a mystery tag team. Who could it be, and who would win?
I don't know, man. A mystery tag team? That'd be nice if it was like an outside like tag team that like.
Oh, I'm calling the Dudleys. Who gives a fuck? Give a shit. The Dudleys is going to be in Texas and they're facing the Briscoes. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. And the Briscoes would lose. That's how I would have it. But what about you? Who do you think is going to come in Ring of Honor? Don't say Blackout. For the love of everything holy.
Black G's and Ruckus son? What?
Yes, they're gonna make
their entrance into that shit.
Oh my god, I hope not.
It's gonna be a Meek Mill song playing. It's gonna be
great. I know, right? I mean, what is it? The Young Bucks?
I don't know. I don't, like, I don't if think it's a mystery there. Team, if it's a mystery team, I don't think it's gonna be anybody who's shown up at Ring of Honor before, like, recently.
Team Tremendous?
Maybe somebody from the past. I don't think Tremendous, for the fact that they're heavy with, like, CZW and, Beyond.
War Machine?
I doubt it. I don't think so.
OI4K?
No, I don't think so either.
The Hooligans? Nah, I don't think those guys knew. Not yet.
What was it?
TMDK? Or Tamanik the Team?
Yeah, one of those two. One of those.
And mind you, they gotta go against the Briscoes.
If it was TMDK, I'd lose my shit. But I heard those guys might have gotten signed to the WWE though.
They need some
I don't know if that was a rumor or not.
That's like there's something that they don't focus on. It's tag teams. And if they sign a tag team, they better use the tag team. So we'll see about that one. I don't know. It could be any tag team. I just don't want to see it and it be fucking Cheeseburger and Romantic Touch or some shit.
Oh, hell no.
You know, or it could be them and the Briscoes just beat them in like 10 seconds and then they'll be like, you know what? Fine. This is what y'all going to do. This is how y'all respect us. We're out. And then the Dudleys come out and then my dream will come true. You know, but I don't know. I've got the Briscoes losing anyway. But they're probably gonna win. I don't really care who wins. I just want to make sure it's a good tag team that comes out. I don't want it to be some dumbass team. It might be the Times. No, they just fought the Time Splitters, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
I think they already just fought them.
I think so.
Maybe a Pro Wrestling Noah tag team, Killer Elite Squad.
Not Killer Elite Squad. That wouldn't be that great of a surprise. Is like they've been around.
I want it to be a under wraps surprise. So far, I looked on YouTube, I see no hints.
Yeah, I don't know.
Promos. Nobody saying we're coming to ROH to face the Briscoes.
Of course, this is a surprise, man. This is a surprise.
We're yeah, like the- no hints, no masks are in the ring. Nobody. It's yeah, not going to be the sign and Eddie Kingston. You know, it's not going to be there. Maybe it might be a former Ring of Honor tag team champion. I don't know. Maybe the Hit Squad. No, they don't travel. They don't travel. Who is in Texas that wrestles that much? I don't know. We'll see. Next match is going to be a number one contenders match for the Ring of Honor World Championship. The unbreakable Michael Elgin, former Ring of Honor World Champion, going up against another former champion, Adam Cole, baby. Going up against the former tag team champion, AJ Styles, the phenomenal one, and former Ring of Honor World Champion, the Messiah of the Backbreaker, Mr. ROH, Roderick Strong. He's been having a strong year. Okay. Hopefully this is good. I don't want it to be a mess. I believe Roderick Strong and Michael Elgin was in a match with Moose the last pay-per-view.
Yeah.
So now they're going to have this, and I believe this is not elimination. It is going to be all one match. I believe that's how they're going to do it. Who would you have win number one contenders match?
I'd say AJ. I'd say AJ just because, like, I want to see him, like, in that picture for once, like, in Ring of Honor, you know?
Yeah, he doesn't have the IWGP Heavyweight Championship.
Exactly. Might as well pull the trigger finally since he doesn't have that stuff on his back, you know?
Right. And Roderick Strong already had his shot.
Exactly. Mike Adam Cole's been champ. Yeah, they've, I don't know. Adam Cole, it would be kind of interesting to have him, come back into the picture, but yeah, it's still, definitely want to see, AJ get to it.
Michael Elgin, how about him? What is he doing?
I don't know. You know what? The thing is about Elgin, he might actually pull it off just for the fact that he's been making threats, while he was doing his whole G1 climax stint. What sucks about
Michael Elgin is the fact that he had a huge showing in the G1. He may have not made it to any type of finals or semifinals or anything like that, but he had such a strong showing with the crowd really appreciative of his work. And then to come back to Ring of Honor, and people are still sort of lukewarm to him. It's a shame. But I don't know. We'll have to see what comes of his everything with him. He could be the guy, but I still got my money on AJ.
I'm gonna go ahead and give it to AJ just because it's gonna be fresh, and maybe Adam Cole can win another number one contender, or Elgin can win another number one contender. Roderick Strong, like I said, he already had his, so he's basically just scratched out. I'm picking AJ. Now we get to the championships. The Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championship. The champion, the Addiction of Frankie Kazarian and Christopher Daniels, going up against the Kingdom of Matt Taven and Mike Bennett. And, you know me, I just want the tag belts off the Addiction, so I don't think it's fair, yeah, you know, for me to be like, yeah, pick me, I have to pick. So, Mofo, you're here.
I am here.
God damn.
Oh, wow.
You just made it. We are talking about All-Star Extravaganza 7 already.
Awesome.
So, matter of fact, we just finished booking the number one contender match for the Ring of Honor World Championship. It was going to be Michael Elgin versus Adam Cole versus AJ Styles and Roderick Strong. And we both said AJ Styles, but who would you want as number one contender?
I guess it matters when the title match is going to happen. I'm assuming this is going to be at Glory by Honor weekend. So I could see Elgin winning. He seems to have had a big way. If it were me, I kind of do want to see Styles versus Lethal, but
exactly.
I don't know, me. I've kind of cooled on the whole AJ Styles as the Ring of Honor World Champion type thing.
Well, we mentioned Adam Cole also.
Adam Cole's going to get the title back, but he's going to go through his face turn, and I could see him and Kyle O'Reilly facing the Kingdom at Final Battle, but I don't see Adam Cole getting a title shot just yet.
Okay.
I think they're saving Adam Cole. I think they're going to save Adam Cole as the guy who brings back Ring of Honor. So everything I've seen, they basically pushed Adam Cole. You don't want to see Strong again because Strong's already had a shot, and I think it's going to be, I guess it would have to be Adam Cole or AJ Styles. I mean, Elgin, are you going to do a heel versus heel main event?
Well, I mean, what is Elgin, I was saying, what did Elgin do since he got back from New Japan?
Elgin really hasn't done much, I mean, that I know of. I know he's had a couple matches, but they were, small against, Silas Young and stuff, and he has this thing against War Machine. I mean, I guess everyone else has a storyline tied up except for AJ and Roderick, and so by process of elimination, I guess it would have to be AJ.
Yeah, for me, it's three answers. It's not Roderick Strong, because he just had his title shots, because he had two times to get it back. The match we were just talking about before you got here, the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championship, the Champions Addiction, going up against the Kingdom. Who do you have winning this one? Because you know I just want the titles off the Addiction. I don't even give
first,
the
motherfreaking Young Bucks.
The motherfucking Young Bucks.
Young Bucks?
Yeah, I see actually the Kingdom coming away with the titles.
Yeah.
No, scratch that. I see the Addiction. I see the Addiction keeping the belts. I don't think they've built up. If the Kingdom were still IWGP Tag Team Champions, I could see that, but I don't know. I mean, at this point, you might as well keep the titles on Daniels and Kazarian. I mean, the problem is with them is the same problem that TNA had with them, which is the same problem TNA ran into, and it was oh, great. You guys aren't even there.
What?
Yeah, you're here. Okay. Sorry. I thought my Skype ended for a second. The same problem that TNA, which is they want to push Chris Sabin, and Chris Sabin got hurt.
Yeah, so, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, every single time they wanted to push Chris Sabin always wound up getting fucking hurt. So I think, they wanted this Knights of the Red Dawn, the KRD thing to be fun, and they were gonna have this whole storyline with it, and then like, what was it, Doomsday? Like the second match in, he got fucking hurt.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think he, when he made his surprise, he was fucking hurt.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, cause I was like, I don't know if he's gonna be there, cause they just said he was injured. You know, he did it anyway. Still injured. I mean,
yeah, and he was a legitimate surprise. Like, I was actually pretty happy to see Chris Sabin and Ring of Honor. I was like, man, the matches he could have with Styles and everybody and everything. Where the fuck has Austin Aries been? But, speaking of which.
Right?
Like, yeah, but.
Damn, that like, was a one-time thing, huh?
Right. Right. Like, he's not in Ring of Honor, NXT, TNA. He ain't nowhere.
Right.
He
ain't nowhere.
He might be at GFW next month, maybe. They still holding TV tapings.
I thought he was going to be back for, like, even for this pay-per-view, I thought he was going to be back for, like, big shows, at least, since he's a draw, but he guess he was just like, I don't really fuck with y'all like that.
Right.
Anymore.
Exactly.
I'm a two-time champion.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he can still do things, have matches with everybody. That's why I thought we did that before. It was like, yeah, we might get Austin Aries against such and such and such and such. No. Just that. No. That's it.
I came in, that's all I needed to do.
Right. So we're saying the Kingdom's winning, or no, the Addiction's winning?
I got the Addiction winning the title. I don't see them take it. I think the Addiction's gonna have that, old schooling it, Carnage Crew type reign, where it always feels like someone should beat them, but they just don't. And then
what
by the time.
War Machine.
Here. No, I mean, War Machine should, but like, they're very closely getting to the point where War Machine is. The bloom is coming off that rose. Like, they're very quickly approaching where they're starting to not be as special anymore, where they're starting to be Cedric Alexander and Caprice Coleman, where, hey, look, these guys are just never going to win the title, so what's the point?
Okay. Doomsday, who did you say you wanted to win?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the Addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see anything else. Like,
yeah. And here's the match that I believe, normally they don't do this, because they normally save the titles, you know, for the, towards the end of the show, but I believe this should open the show, since he's defending his title twice, the Ring of Honor World Television Championship, my client Bobby Fish from Red Dragon, going up against the television champion Jay Lethal. To my knowledge, he's the longest champion in wrestling. I could be wrong, but he's had that television title since WrestleMania weekend last year.
Yeah.
So, he's been keeping that shit for a while. Mofo, we're going to go with you first this time. Who's winning the Ring of Honor Television Championship? Fish or Lethal?
Lethal. it's so bad to say it that easily, too. But I don't see where Bobby Fish has a chance.
Okay. Doomsday, who you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Lethal, too.
Oh, y'all some motherfucking idiots. I'm going with Bobby fucking Fish. He's going to be the new television champion, and I'm going to be happy. Motherfucking right. The Ring of Honor World Championship, the main event of the show. If Lethal still has an ounce of breath in his damn body, he's going to defend his world championship against my client, Kyle O'Reilly. And y'all already know my answer on this. We're going to have a new world champion. He's leaving with no belt. Kyle O'Reilly is winning the world championship. I don't give a shit. Doomsday, you're first. Who's winning the world title, O'Reilly or Lethal?
It's going to be Lethal, man.
Now, y'all always go against my boys all the time.
I mean, we're being realistic about it.
You never know, man.
Puts you at risk for identity theft.
You never know. Mofo, who's winning the world title?
It'd be a huge mistake to take the title off of Lethal at this point. So no, I don't think he loses at all. I think what happens is that I think that he wins one of the matches by shenanigans. I think the world title match he's going to win by shenanigans, but I think it's going to be at least one of them.
Now think about this. Like, for me, it's a win. Because if Bobby Fish or Kyle O'Reilly so happens to get a belt, I don't care. I'm going to be happy. But if Jay Lethal defends both belts, I don't know how long he's going to do this, but if he defends both belts in the same night and beat them without any type of, like, disqualification type deal, he will be the best wrestler ever. I don't think anybody has held the, well, Lance Storm had all those belts. Did he ever defend both belts at the same night?
No, I don't think so. I think he actually gave them away.
Oh, yeah, he did. He did give one of them away. I think he kept one. He had three belts, didn't he, or he had two?
He had three.
What was the other one? Was it like a hardcore Canadian championship or something?
Yeah, the hardcore title, the U.S. title, and the
Cruiserweight?
And the Cruiserweight title, yes.
Okay. So I'm thinking I got to look it up and see if he ever defended his championships twice in the same day and successfully kept them. But Jay Lethal can make some history here, you know? I mean, granted, WWE probably, allegedly, stolen the idea, but I'd have different plans for how he acted.
Yeah, he stole this. That's not even a question.
You know, they're not the same guy. And Jay Lethal's had that television title for a very long time, and he just got the world title in June. So, he can be, I mean, he's already the man, but if he does this impossible task, then yeah, he will be the man, the man. That will be the pay-per-view the next night. They only announced three matches. One of them is the best of five series match number four, ACH versus Matt Sydal. With being Doomsday, they said that ACH is going to win the third one. Who's winning the fourth one?
I think Sydal wins the whole thing. And quite honestly, this is one of those old school Ring of Honor feuds, which means it makes no goddamn sense at all.
They were tag team partners.
Well, it's one of those, it's like literally, it's right out of Gabe Sapolsky's guide of booking. Like, ACH wants to face Matt Sydal because he wants to know if he's better than that. Like, it makes no goddamn sense.
It's friendly rivalry shit. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, and they're having fucking five matches for this shit. You know, after you beat...
What's on the line? Yeah. Respect.
Yeah, who's the better ACH boom guy? You know, and then we say ACH for match three. We're going to say Matt Sydal for match four. The Ring of Honor World Television title will be on the line. Watanabe will go up against Ring of Honor Television Champion Bobby Fish, and a no-holds-barred match between Adam Page and Jay Briscoe. For what reason? Because I don't know. I don't know. I think they just like to yell at each other. You know, so there is that. That was the All-Star Extravaganza 7. And like I said, there's a pay-per-view on a Friday. Make sure you clear your schedules. Next up, we have Night of Champions. WWE's Night of Champions. We're going to start off with a preview. Well, it was a preview match. Neville and the Lucha Dragons going up against the Cosmic Wasteland of the Ascension and Stardust. They're doing something with them.
It's good, man. I like it.
Hey, keep it going.
People are bitching about, like, Stardust and all this other stuff like that. It's a good gimmick. I don't know why people are complaining about it, man. He's making it work really well.
Well, it's something he wants to do. Like, that's the other thing about it. Like, yeah. I'm never going to bitch about a gimmick a guy wants to do. Like, apparently they have... and this is something I've heard. I mean, I've heard it. I don't know. I've heard that he likes the gimmick. I haven't heard that they've ever told him that he could go back to another one. But I remember someone asked, someone was like, well, hey, you know, when his father died, why does he go back to the Rose name? And they're like, he likes doing the gimmick. So I'm not going to give a guy grief because he likes doing the gimmick. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. And you can see that he likes the gimmick. And honestly, are we really rushing because we want dashing Cody Rhodes back?
Right?
That's what we're asking for?
My Remember favorite we're one.
Asking? We're asking for chicken legs Cody Rhodes back.
Well, he can keep the pants.
Remember chicken legs?
That's because his knees is exposed.
The no knee pads?
Yeah, I don't know who thought that was a good idea for him. Him and Gulak be doing that. But Neville and the Lucha Dragons going up against the Cosmic Wasteland of Stardust and the Ascension. I guess we go Neville Lucha Dragons.
No, I hope Stardust wins.
I think I'm thinking it's gonna be Stardust.
You know, I always want faces around. I don't care.
Based off of the reverse momentum principle, after what happened on Raw, yeah, definitely have Stardust winning. Stardust and his crew.
Bitch
winning.
On Friday, Hero on Sunday.
Yeah.
Bitch on Friday, Hero on Sunday.
Yeah. What you said.
All right. Next match we got here is for the Divas Championship. Nikki Bella, the champion, the longest reigning Divas champion in the history of the WWE, the championship
Mark
Survivor Series.
Suck
going
it.
Up against Charlotte. If Bella gets counted out or disqualified, she will lose the championship. So much at stake for John Cena's woman. Mofo Magic, who is winning the championship, Nikki Bella or Charlotte?
Pains me to say this. For multiple reasons, I see Charlotte winning the title on Sunday.
Multiple reasons.
Some have to do with the fact that I love Nikki Bella. Love heel Nikki Bella, one of my favorite characters in wrestling. And for the fourth week in a row, I just don't see it in Charlotte.
Still don't see it.
I understand everyone tries to tell me about it. I just don't see it.
Okay. Hey, I mean, well, me and Doomsday were talking about this before you got here, and I was like, well, Nikki Bella could break the other, streak that AJ Lee has for having the title the longest for 406 days. And I believe Nikki Bella had it for 304 for right now. I could be wrong, but I know it's like 100 days, some odd more. She can beat that and then put it to the mark, you know, but that would be
well, here's the funny part. In case you ever needed to know, in the Divas Revolution, this is Stephanie McMahon's idea. Stephanie McMahon started the Divas Revolution. They might as well just put up a big-ass sign every time there's a Divas match sponsored by Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's what I feel like. I feel her fucking face is every goddamn where.
Yeah. She'll never stay home.
She came out of NXT and was like, we have a Divas Revolution. Go away, bitch. Go away.
It's not a revolution. They just said it, you know, just to cover it up.
And they keep name-dropping Ronda Rousey like this. Like Dana's ever going to let her fucking step in a ring.
Hey, man. Right. People don't care. Doomsday, who you got? Nikki Bella or Charlotte?
I got Nikki Bella.
I'm going to go ahead and say Nikki Bella. You can look.
You'll see a very happy Mofo Magic if that happens.
Hey, I see Nikki Bella. Oh, man, I really... They're going to be like, what record you thought we were talking about? We're talking about the main goal with 406 days total. F that. So
we know they shit on Charlotte, or not on Sasha, that basically Sasha has been pulled off to the side and everything.
But
what the fuck are they doing with Becky Lynch? Becky Lynch is the new fucking Shannon Moore.
Well, you can't push everybody at the same time.
That's terrible.
You gotta give people a chance.
But that's what she is. Like, she literally, all she does is stand by the ring and cheer. That's all she's fucking good for.
For right now.
But everything I've seen of hers, from what I remember, she's a much better heel than she is a face. It surprised me they made her a face off the top.
Well, you know WWE don't watch NXT, yo. You don't watch that shit.
What the hell was this?
Yeah, I know, right? Next match up is for the Intercontinental Championship. The champion, the Ryback, going up against Mr. Entertainment, Kevin Owens.
Yo, did you see the segment on Monday?
Of course not.
It was, I think Ryback was in the ring, and then Kevin Owens came out. He was holding the secret in his hand and shit, and he was basically just shitting on him, saying that basically... the secret, because he was reading the secret, he was weak and shit like that. I thought it was hilarious. Because, do you know what that book is, like, about? Like, if you really know what that book is about, like, you know that, like, yeah, this is for, like, weak-minded bitches and, like, idiots. Basically, it's the stupidest book, it's the stupidest, like, a quote-unquote self-help book I've ever, like, come across, ever. It's so goddamn lame.
All right. So I guess your winner pick is clear.
Yeah, exactly. It's very clear. Just because of the secret.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, the thing is that Ryback has improved greatly in the past, like, year. But still, that secret shit just pissed me off.
All right.
No. Like, no. No.
Mofo no. Magic, who's winning the Intercontinental Championship? Is it Kevin Owens or the Ryback?
I think Owens wins. Even though I kind of want to see them finally push someone with the Intercontinental title, but it really doesn't matter at this point. If Owens wins, they'll find a way to fuck up the Intercontinental title still. I'm still trying to figure out how they got the U.S. title so goddamn prestigious, but the Intercontinental title, which is the WWF belt, since a lot of people were children, they've been shitting on that since 1999.
Yeah,
But that's like 99. I mean, I'm talking about the European title was more prestigious at some point. The hardcore title at least had a rule where you followed it. It just made no goddamn sense. Like, they've been shitting on the Intercontinental title for a minute now. Why stop here?
Mm-hmm.
Get Kevin Owens.
I don't know who said it, but there was like the Intercontinental title started going downhill once China won it. I don't know who said that.
But see, you know what? The thing is, whoever said that doesn't know history. China in 1999 was fucking over.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like her winning it, but damn, that bitch was over.
Over. Candice LeRae over?
More than that. There was talk that she was going to win the WWE title, and legitimately, she probably could have.
Yeah. Because she was in WWE, what, in DX? Like, she was probably just as over as Shawn was. Because she's a built, bulky woman destroying fools.
when she hit the pedigree?
Yeah. Done. Gorilla Press? Not breaking nail? Come on now. That's WWE Champion material. But, whoever gets the Intercontinental Championship is going to be cursed forever. If Kevin Owens gets it, fine. If Ryback beats him, okay. You know, I don't know. If he can beat John Cena, he can beat the Ryback. That's just how I see it. But that's wrestling logic. I ain't supposed to do that. Next matchup is for the WWE Tag Team Championships. The New Day going up against the Dudley Boys. And they haven't had the tag titles in over a decade. They might be the new tag team champions. They say, who is winning the tag team championship?
New Day. I got New Day retaining.
Okay. I got... Man, I see WWE doing this shit too. I see them doing it. I see them making the Dudleys the tag team champions. I see it. I want New Day. Positivity rules over everything. Mofo, who you got? New Day or the Dudleys?
It's the New Day or we riot.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, people ain't rioting if the Dudley boys win the tag title. Right?
Yeah. You know who's not rioting? The same motherfuckers who want the Hardy Boys back. And that same asshole who always keeps talking about, I wish Kurt Angle would wrestle again. Those people. They are happily
man, one more match. One more match, bro. One more match.
The Dudleys are, I mean, they're super cool. I get it. But I want the New Day to win. I love the Dudley Boys. But if the Dudley Boys win, I mean...
You know what would be great? If Kurt Angle went to NXT and faced Samoa Joe. Can you imagine if that ever happened?
Some people don't even know that already happened.
You know, some dumb motherfuckers, when Austin Aries was leaving, actually said, I would love to see Austin Aries in NXT. He could face Samoa Joe.
He could.
He could, yeah. If it didn't happen.
But some people don't know. Some people just don't know. They're novice. Next is a singles match between Rusev and Dolph Ziggler. I believe Lana got hurt.
Yeah, I think she had surgery.
Yeah, which is unfortunate. Summer Rae is supposed to be there too. I don't care who wins, you know, I'm cheering for Ziggler. Just don't have a count out. Don't have a disqualification. Just let one of these guys win. I don't care. who it is, just win. I don't care. Mofo, who do you got? Dolph Ziggler or Rusev Mashka?
You have right now described WWE Raw and the first 2.5 hours of it. I don't care who wins. I have nothing.
As long as it's clean.
Just as long as somebody does.
I mean, just not by count out. That count out was a bad excuse for a win. No one won. It was a double count out.
I didn't like the double count out at SummerSlam. I don't mind double count out at Night of Champions. I don't mind double count out at it. But when you get to WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, I'm not even going to put Survivor Series in this. You got to have some clean fucking finishes.
Yeah. Yeah, it was unacceptable. I'm sorry. Just have a clean.
But to answer your question, I think Rusev wins.
Of course. Tuesday, who you got? Ziggler or Rusev?
Rusev,
apparently told some Ray to get that damn chicken pot pie out the oven. Make sure that shit's done by the next time I come home.
Shit. I'm on my plate since I put the key in the door. God damn it. This is going to be a 6-man tag team match. The Wyatt family of Bray Wyatt, the Luke Harpers, and Braun Strowman going up against Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, and a mystery partner.
Please don't be Eric Rowan. Please don't be Eric Rowan.
Yo.
I think Eric Rowan's still hurt.
I think, yeah, he's still hurt, man.
I think he's still hurt, you know. But they're talking about a whole bunch of names who it could have been. But who do you guys think it is? Because I don't know.
I don't know who it is, but I think a cool name that it could be is Baron Corbin. I've heard that name around.
Somebody brought that up, Baron Corbin.
Yeah, because there was a leaked, because remember, there was a leaked graphic with Baron Corbin, like, as the third partner. So that might still be a possibility.
It could be. Some people brought up Samoa Joe. Some people brought up Randy Orton.
I wonder who bought Samoa Joe, IWC.
Well, I mean, he ain't really doing nothing.
He's an NXT. That's where he's going to be. That's where he's going to stay. Well, WWE made that clear.
Isn't Baron Corbin in NXT too?
No, but see, that difference is Baron Corbin's going to be in WWE one day. Samoa Joe's in NXT. That's what they signed him for. I don't think they have any intentions of bringing his ass up.
Well, what about Randy Orton?
Randy Orton's probably not going to be. Randy Orton's too obvious.
It's Randy WWE. Orton,
yeah, but Randy Orton is same old shit. I'd be upset if it's Randy Orton.
Yeah.
I'd be upset if it's Chris Jericho. I'd be upset if it's fucking Orton. I'd be upset. I mean, I'd be upset. Anybody who's ever been in WWE since 2005, I'd be upset if that's that person. Okay. I'd be upset if it's fucking Brock Lesnar.
Someone brought this up. I know I keep saying someone brought this up, but they really did. What happens if it was just Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns? There is no third man.
Well, that would make no fucking sense of what Roman Reigns said on Monday night. Roman Reigns said, we found a third guy. You know, that was great. Roman would be like, who's the third guy, Dean? And Dean would be like, Roman, you can't count. It's just us two. Yeah, but Dean, who's the third man? Roman, stop looking in the mirror. That's you.
Oh, man.
He's right there, Dean.
Hey, I mean, it could be mind games. It could be just to throw off the Wyatt family. I mean, if they're smart enough, it could be just 2 against 3. I don't know. Maybe Jesus might make a return back. You know, he fought Vince McMahon and shit. Fucking God, whatever the hell.
God.
It also could be Mr. America, brother.
It could be the man they call Vader. That was the first thing I thought of. I don't know why I did. I was just like, yo, get Vader. Because I'm thinking, if you're fighting these three big guys, you're not going to call for Daniel Bryan. You're going to call for fucking Vader. I want somebody that's going to be the equal size, equal height of these guys. You know, I'm not going to call on Randy Orton.
You haven't seen Vader been through a couple of days lately, though, man.
Right.
I know it's just a Big Show. Asking for a chance.
Oh, man.
You guys get your clip out for good, man.
What about Mark Henry?
No?
No.
I would be mad if it was Mark Henry. I'll be pissed. What about Jack Swagger? He ain't doing nothing.
There's a reason.
There's a reason for that. Yeah, exactly.
What's the reason? He's hurt?
No, can you laugh?
He's Jack Swagger.
He's, oh, because of his name. Oh, that sucks. Maybe. Well, who knows? Maybe Seth Rollins could work.
He could have been a star, too. They had the best gimmick with him. The get out of our country gimmick. Man, that was so good. And then he got caught smoking the dub.
Well,
hey, man.
The next
look, I
match.
First
is for
the extracurricular activities myself, so I'm not judging.
United States Championship. The champion of the United States, Seth Rollins, defends his championship against former champion Jonathan Felix Cena. And, I mean, hey, this is the one I booked for Seth Rollins to kick John Cena right in the nads and just escape because he has a match later on with Sting for the World Heavyweight title. Matter of fact, we might just do both of them at the same time. Seth Rollins faces Sting and John Cena. Both got different titles. Mofo, we're going with you first. Is Seth Rollins leaving with both belts, or is one going to have a title change?
I think he's going to lose the U.S. title, negating every goddamn thing you saw at SummerSlam, making the marks everywhere you go. What the fuck was the point of that? And WWE saying, swerve.
Okay. Could be. World title? You got him winning that too?
No.
Because, you know, I would love to see Sting world champion and just watch the world just burn. That's the only reason why I want Sting to win. Just so I can see the look on the face of these people when they find out Earth has 2 minutes left before it explodes. That's the only reason why I want Sting to win. Other than that, I'm picking Seth Rollins to win both matches. Because fuck.
Is Jay Lethal winning both matches? Hell yeah, Seth Rollins winning both matches.
Yeah, I know, right? It all depends, because we're better than them. You know, our champion beat Sting and John Cena. Who the hell are these tag team guys, the Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly? You know? So, Doomsday, who you got winning the world title? And who are you picking to win the United States Championship?
Seth Rollins all the way. He retains both titles. Both by shenanigans. Boom.
Oh, the world's gonna hate you. The world's gonna hate you. I think he'll win both belts and lose one of them Monday night. Against somebody. I always say that shit. Because WWE does that sometimes. But yeah, I think he could beat Sting without any type of shenanigans. Here's a question for you guys. Is Sting wrestling in a t-shirt?
Yes. Most definitely.
Unfortunately, I'm going to say yes. it's Sting. But yeah, that was Night of Champions that Sunday. And I believe the next show is going to be live from Madison Square Garden for their NXT show.
The Brock show.
Yeah, and they label him going up against the Big Show. Ooh. Okay. I don't know if this is true or not. So I'm not even gonna pay this any attention. Alright, that's it for the bookings. Anything else? Mofo, do you have anything wrestling wise to talk about?
Any rants?
Cause we didn't have a thing.
Yeah, I ain't have shit.
Let me think. This week, what happened this week big in
not much.
Yeah, not much for me.
Not much has happened. Basically, I had my party 2 weeks ago, so pretty fun. I can't really think of anything. Off the top of my head, if I go to the good old PWInsider.com app.
If they nothing come up, then we're fine. 5-star wrestlers? We got time for that. 1 through 9. Mofo, you pick this time.
Give me something that goes to court Monday.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Yo, if he faints in court, I wouldn't be surprised, son. He's gonna pull out all the stops to avoid that shit.
Pick 1 through 9.
Also, oh my god, okay, I do have something, I'm sorry. So, kayfabe commentaries, who I've actually talked about here a couple times because I love their shoot interviews and everything like that. Just had a guest booker with the Disco Inferno, Glenn Gilberti. And this dude was talking about all the crappy gimmicks he could think of. And he said one of the gimmicks he had, like one of them was he had the Johnsons, and their manager would be Balls Mahoney. So it would be two Johnsons and the Balls. And he said the other one he had was it be Bill Ding, the Evil Architect.
Bill Ding?
Bill Ding, the Evil Architect.
God, that's bad. That's horrible.
It kind of made me jealous that I did not have that kind of mind. It was crazy. Because he was talking about how when he was a Disco Duck, he's like, yeah, it was like the second most over act in WCW. It was so great near the end. Yeah. I don't think that that will ever be. He's like, yeah, Bill Ding would come to the ring and literally measure the ropes. Like, why? Why, man?
That's not a get. Oh, man. The Evil Architect, looks, Bill Ding.
It looks like, also, Jeff Jarrett is out as minority owner of TNA.
He never. Oh, man. Okay. They're not going anywhere still. They're still going to be a company.
Yeah. It's a matter of time before GFW buys them out. Anyway. And apparently their deal is up until February of 2016. So. If you had February 2016, the TNA pool, cancellation pool, odds are looking pretty good right now. All
right.
So, but we all know they're going to be GFW, you know. So
it does not exist.
February 2016, TNA Impact Wrestling canceled. March 2016, GFW Amped featuring TNA.
Great. Anything else, sir?
Number six. We're going to go with number six.
One, two,
seven.
Three, four,
seven.
Six.
Seven.
We'll do seven next week. Fucking six.
Okay. I'm so happy you get to the day where we're like, pick one through five.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Motherfucker's still going to say seven.
Seven.
This is a guy from, he's on Tumblr. It's hard to pronounce, so it's Hasosfss. It's like Hausofssus.
It's Hoss, it's Hoss of Sus.
Hoss?
It's Hoss of Sus, man.
Well, why didn't he capitalize some of the letters so he can space it out? I hate when people don't do that.
None of the letters should be spaced out.
A whole word on there. And don't capitalize one of the letters spaced out. Hoss.
It's Hoss of Sus.
Whatever he says. This is from that guy on the Tumblr page.
Yeah.
The first one that I have here is Too Cold Scorpio. My uncle.
Chumbleweed.
Here comes Scorpio. I know you. Yeah, I known him as Splash Funk when I first saw him. You know,
too cold.
And I saw his big ass ears, but I known him as Splash Funk. I remember I had the action figure and everything. This boy, what the funk is that? He had, you know, girls over there dancing with him and stuff. He would always dance. But I didn't know who the hell Too Cold Scorpio was. I thought that was a really interesting name. And, like, in ECW, I think he was, like, one of the only few guys that would, like, do flips and shit that wasn't, like, a luchador. You would never really see black guys do flips and shit. They always be fucking fighting. He always did flips. And, that's about it I got on Too Cold Scorpio. Mofo, you got anything on him?
I got a lot on Too Cold Scorpio, actually. One of the more underrated talents ever, the original Shucker and Jiver of,
Well, it started with him.
Always dancing in the ring.
Always.
Matuko. Oh, Lash, you are so funky.
Yep.
He said, the only thing I know, I only know really a couple things of Tico Scorpio. But no, he's really good. His ECW stuff is actually really good. But my favorite Tico Scorpio moments all have to do, the night Shane Douglas threw down the NWA title. A lot of people know the speech. A lot of people have seen the speech. Well, at the end of the speech, he goes, because he's talking about the tournament and everything, he goes, "Too cold. You respect me as a champion. And as a man, and I want you to come over here and strap the belt around my waist." No, and everything. And it's this feel good moment. He's a champion. Too cold knocks him out with the belt and does the fucking tumbleweed on him. Crowd pops. Yeah. It's amazing. Like, most people don't know that part because everybody cuts it when he throws the belt down. But yeah. Tumbleweed. And also, the shoot interview he did on Marcus Bagwell, you can find on YouTube, where he talks about fucking Marcus Bagwell's wife. Because apparently they have beef. And he said Marcus Bagwell's a bitch because he told Marcus Bagwell to his face, "I'll fuck your wife and you'll do nothing about it." And Marcus Bagwell literally didn't do anything about it except for tell Terry Taylor or something. So that's what Tico Scorpio stories. But I don't mean that those had to do with wrestling. But yeah, I like Tico Scorpio. It's actually one. I actually enjoyed him a lot more after he was gone than when he was an active competitor, because WCW was racist back then, man. You couldn't, if you were black, you weren't getting a push. Unless your name was Butch Reed. Or Ron Simmons.
Or Ron Simmons. Yeah.
Right. They barely got their push. You know. I like Juice Cole Scorpio now because, like, he's a lot older, but he's still wrestling. I think he won one of the little things they had in Chikara. I think he beat ATA.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like, one of the. The thing is that, might as well take my turn. The thing with him is that the first full match I saw from him was him versus ACH in the Rey de Voladeres back in, I want to say, was it 2012?
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. Or 2013. It wasn't too long ago.
It was either 2012 or 2013. That was one of the first.
Like somebody's uncle.
That was the first full match I've seen from him. Because I've seen, like, bits and pieces of stuff from him until I finally got into WWE Network. But, yeah. And then, like, yeah, he was an older dude, but he was still going off. He had a really, really, really great match with him and ACH back and only a few years ago. Like, the dude has a shot. Like, it would be nice to see, like, him have, like, one special match in WWE or something like that. That would be kind of cool. You know, because like he can still perform.
Oh yeah, he's still doing it. He's still doing all his crazy shit that he used to do. All of it. He's still doing that shit.
Best Too Cold Scorpio match, because I want to start doing kind of best match with a lot of these guys too. Yeah. Best Too Cold Scorpio match you can find is going to be his best matches are with Sabu and ECW. They're as crazy as they seem. Too Cold Scorpio in his prime versus a Sabu in his prime, and they're just doing crazy shit. Or his TV title run actually is really good too. He had a couple of them, but he has a couple really good matches with Shane Douglas, and he actually has a really good one against Chris Jericho that you can find somewhere too.
Okay. All right, that was Too Cold Scorpio. Next up is probably one of your favorite wrestlers, one of half of the Eliminators. This is Aries Saturn. And he was in Raven's Block also. Barry Saturn. First time I saw Saturn was WCW. Like I said, he was in the Flock. And I thought he was okay. And he had the move called the Rings of Saturn. I thought it was pretty cool. And then he came to WWE with the Radicals. And he got this whole Moppy thing. But, yeah. It was funny to me. Because he was talking to a damn Mop. He was just like, no one's going to fucking do that. You know? And I had no idea he was in ECW with, I believe, John Cronus?
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah. So, as far as the singles competitor, he was cool with me. You know, he was pretty decent. Not that bad. But that's about it. I just remember him being Moppy and that whole little thing and shit. Doomsday, you got any thoughts on Eric Saturn?
You know, like, the first, like, it's sad, but the first time I ever saw anything from him was during his Moppy gimmick. So in retrospect, like, I already had kind of a bad taste in my mouth with him. It was, looking at his older shit like that, I really enjoyed his work. But yeah, that whole Moppy thing, just like, that's forever in the back of my mind when I think of, Perry Saturn. That's it to me, basically.
That's it. I don't know if he was, like, a bad wrestler. I don't think he was.
No, he wasn't, though. He was a solid wrestler. It's just that he had a shitty-ass gimmick behind him.
Alright, Mofo, you got any thoughts on Perry Saturn?
I love Perry Saturn, but I actually was a bigger Eliminators fan than I was a Perry Saturn fan. To me, Perry Saturn was always just a really good wrestler. Everything. He just never sparked me as anything special when he was in his singles. I just wish him and Cronus actually spent a lot more time together than what they did, but they are one of my favorite tag teams of all time, easily. Like, we're talking about top five, top ten. They were really good. And I remember the first ECW event I saw from start to finish, November to remember 1997. If you can find it on WWE Network, online, wherever you want to, go watch that. Go watch the Eliminators versus RVD and Sabu, and then the Eliminators versus RVD and Sabu and the Gangstas. One of the best matches of all time for me, just innovative at that time frame for what I was seeing. So I was a huge Perry Saturn fan. I just kind of liked him more in a tag team, you know what I'm saying?
Like I said, I like Perry said. I like Team Cold Scorpio. Next up is Doomsday's client, Moose. We're going to talk about that man's name. His real name is too hard for me to pronounce. We're just going to keep calling him Moose. When I first saw him, it was in Evolve for DGUSA, and he was the bodyguard. And I saw he had a Falcon's helmet. I was like, well, I'm a fan. And then I saw him do the spear, and I was like, a lot of people do the spear, but he tends to flip with it. And so it was kind of a little nice to see. He's definitely super tall. He's athletic. That dropkick, standing dropkick he can do when you're on the top rope, that's really impressive. You know, he could do flips, but not too much flip, mostly like a flip, like dive out on the outside. His mic work, I don't think he should talk. I think he just destroy. You know, but I mean, Moose, I wasn't really too high on him when I first saw him. He's gotten better. That's all I will say. He's definitely gotten way better in ring wise. Haven't seen him spoke, but he needs a mouthpiece, and he has Stokely Hathaway now. He had Beta Scott before, but yeah, keep him with a mouthpiece or don't have him talk at all. Doomsday, you talk about your client, Moose.
All right, yeah, first time I saw him was, I believe it was one of the TV tapings we went to back in 2014, like, in-ring-wise, and I thought, like, oh, man, like, this dude needs some work. I remember he tried to do the whole Brock Lesnar leap onto the apron type shit and, like, hesitated. I was like, it's already a bad start with this dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as time... But as time progressed, dude, like, improved more and more and more, and, like, in ring-wise, and he was doing stuff like big dudes you never, like, really see big dudes doing, and, like, he really sold me on it, which is funny because, like, when I finally met the dude back in Death Before Dishonor, like, I was like, damn, he's not even as big as I thought he was. But that's coming from a dude that's like 6'2", 300 pounds. But it was cool, man. Like, dude's really improved. He showed out. He's shown that he really belongs there, you know? I like to see him, like, get, like, a better shake, like, by the end of the year and stuff like that, you know? But, like, he's been,
I feel like he has a lot more potential than he did back then. So yeah, but definitely one of my favorite dudes in Ring of Honor right now.
Okay, GoFo, you got any things on Moose?
How can you not like Moose, man? Like the entrance and everything. This dude is amazing. I love Moose. The only thing about him that I really see is that he needs to be a little bit more aggressive in the ring.
Yeah, I don't really like that. That's it.
And I wished it, because like I think we saw him at a taping. He was facing some dude, where basically it was a jobber match. And I was like, dude, this guy, he should be like throwing this guy around like Brock Lesnar throws his opponents around. And he looks like he's kind of scared to do that. And it looks like he's kind of scared to take big time moves. Like we were watching, what is that, Best in the World last time? And if you saw him take Roderick's superplex, like he looked legitimately like scared to do the bump. So, I mean, I hope that he gets better at that as he gets, you know, more comfortable and everything. But it's not a matter of if, but when is WWE going to take this guy? And
yeah,
it kind of sucks because I hope he does have a long career in Ring of Honor, but, you know.
I think he's done that one now. but next up is former, I remember him being WCW Cruiserweight Champion. This guy is Billy Kidman. And Billy Kidman, I believe when I saw him, he was a jobber. He was not really doing much. And then he joined the Flock. The Flock was the shit to me. I thought that was super awesome. But yeah, Billy Kidman. And he was like, what, a recovering like heroin addict. He kept always scratching himself. And he was the first person I saw do the Shooting Star Press, which we would call it the 7-year itch. And I thought that was the dopest name to call that flip move. And I remember I couldn't wait to get WCW Thunder for the PlayStation just so I could play with Goldberg and to do the 7-year itch off the top rope with Kidman. And like he wouldn't like jump too high in the air. He would like just barely jump off, but like he'll do it sideways kinda. Like it won't be like straight up, you know,
like
shooting
crooked.
Star.
Like crooked.
Yeah, a little crooked, you know, shooting star press. But I like Kidman when he was down there. I did not like, matter of fact, I just saw a match with him, Chavo Guerrero, and Rey Mysterio at a Starcade, I believe. I think it was a Starcade. And they opened the show, and he fought Eddie Guerrero right after that, and he beat him too. Thanks to, I think it was outside interference. But Kidman in WWE, I don't remember too much because I wasn't watching it around that time. But I heard he won a couple championships. I don't think he was ever super relevant like that. But, everybody remembers the feud between him and Hulk Hogan. For what reason, I don't fucking know. But, say, you got any thoughts on Billy Kidman? Or you don't have to. Or Mofo?
Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
We're talking about Billy Kidman.
Oh, I thought it would have been Mofo's turn.
It could be. It's up to you, man. Alright, Mofo, you go.
Yeah, Mofo, you go.
No, I like Kidman a lot. Actually, let me scratch that. I mean, I lied to you. I was always lukewarm on Kidman. He's just one of those dudes who just, to me, he was okay. I like this feud with Hogan a lot, actually. I was actually pretty happy when they tried to make him try to be kind of, you know, more of a heel and everything, coming out with Tori, and, you know, but Kidman to me was always a guy who kind of sort of just, I mean, he was just right place, right time. He's one of those dudes who, like, he was the secondary. He wasn't as good as Mysterio, Malenko, and Benoit, but he was always put in the same vein as those guys, but, you know, I mean, he did his thing at the end of the day, so I mean, kind of happy for him. He, you know what? He had a much better career than a lot of people said they could have. A lot of people thought he could have, so.
Right.
You know.
I just like that 7-year itch, and him in the Flock, he was like one of my favorite members in the Flock, you know. And he kept, I don't know why, like, when I was younger, I didn't know why he kept scratching himself, you know. I had no idea. And then he was just like, yeah, heroin. I was like, oh shit, you know. But, yeah, I didn't know. But my favorite Kidman was just in WCW when he was the champion. But Doomsday, are you ready?
Yeah. Billy Kidman.
Speaking with the ring, white beater and shorts, man.
Yep.
White beater and shorts.
One was cool.
Yeah. Billy Kidman, I didn't watch him until he popped up in the WWE during the invasion and all that shit like that. But yeah, I actually kind of enjoyed his work. Was never too big of a fan of his shooting star, personally. Yeah, he was decent to me. I think he reached a level he basically reached an appropriate level for himself, you know, in the WWE and WCW and all that, in wrestling in general. Yeah, so that's basically all I gotta say about him. Is he still a producer for WWE?
I thought he was a road agent or something.
Or something.
Road agent, producer, whatever. Same difference.
Something. You know, he was something. He's still there.
He's got a free WWE account. Let's just put it that way.
Right. Yeah. All right. And the last wrestler we have here, former ECW World Champion. Mike Awesome. And yes, he was awesome.
I'm a pass on him, just for the fact that I've only seen like a handful of his matches.
Can't talk about a dead man.
I like his build, because the guy was big, but he was really athletic. And ECW made him seem like he was like the next big guy. Like, you know how you say you need to build new stars? They were building like him and Rhino, like around the same time. You know, but Rhino just got there. And Mike Awesome, I don't know if he even been there that long. But he was really good, you know, in my opinion. I thought he was really good. And then he went to WCW, and I was like, no. I was like, no, what are you doing? You stay there. And then he became some, I don't know, that 80s guy or some shit.
That 80s guy, the fat chick thriller?
The fat chick thriller. Yeah.
Fat chick thriller.
Oh, my God. Then he became a Canadian. And I was just like, God damn it. Well, it was fun. It was fun while it lasted. I did like him. I thought he could have gone really far. And then he died, unfortunately. You know, but yeah, the Awesome Bomb. Like, he was really legit throwing people through fucking tables. You know, and that shit was great. Mofo, you got any thoughts on Mike Awesome?
Oh, shit. Hell yeah, dude. Mike Awesome was probably one of the biggest missed opportunities by both WCW and WWE. Because WWE had him for the invasion. And,
yeah,
and he was just a missed opportunity. I mean, what other dude, 6'6", 280 pounds, flies through the air like a cruiserweight, has a powerbomb that looks like it destroys people? That guy, there is no reason why that guy shouldn't get over. How Jim Cornette talks about Matt Morgan is how I talk about Mike Awesome. That guy should have gotten way over a lot quicker, and they just ruined him. There was no other way to do it. And they looked like they were doing something with him before WCW ended, but it was just, Mike Awesome was extremely awesome. And wish Rob was here, because he would actually tell you more about his Japan stuff with FMW, but him and Masato Tanaka, we skipped a couple people there. I think we had Saturn, best Saturn's match. I gave you that. The best Kidman match I know of is actually if you watch Kidman versus I like Kidman stuff in 96, 97. You can find him against Cruiserweight stuff to talk about that. But Mike Awesome, if you could find Mike Awesome versus Masato Tanaka at
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember.
It was like maybe 99, 98. They're really good.
No,
might have been, and it's actually one of his first appearances there. Like it was one of their specialty matches, but it's you could find it in there. And realistically speaking, it might have been Heatwave 99 or so. But if you could find it, watch it. Mike Awesome was extremely good, and him and Masato Tanaka, they just had this chemistry that. You literally, if those two never liked each other, I would believe it. I believe they were friends, But if I found out tomorrow, hey, they never liked each other, I'd be like, okay, I knew that. Right. But if you told me they were special friends, I'd be like, okay, I knew that too.
You don't have a hard time believing that in wrestling, they don't have that like that anymore. Where, you know, mm-hmm. you might be like, oh, I think he legit hates this dude. You know, and he was powerbombing that motherfucker on the outside. Through a table, on the outside. On the floor, like, what in the hell? And he was big enough to do it. And Masao Tanaka was crazy to take it. I would have been like, fuck you, I'm not doing that shit. But what was the problem that he had when he went to WCW? Like, he still had the ECW belt?
Yeah.
The ECW world, yeah. And he hadn't dropped it yet. And, oh, man. That one of the chicken shit and the chicken salad things that Paul Heyman did. Where he had Taz come back, and of course, WWF was like, you mean we can get one of our guys to beat one of their guys? Well, I mean, why are we still talking? How do we make this happen?
Yo, Vince is petty as shit.
Right. I need Taz. Someone get the Tasmanian Devil on the phone.
Right.
And tell him he's going to ECW.
and mind you, I think, like, Taz was, like, the champion. And he was, like, this unbeatable thing. And, like, Austin beat him. It was mad. I think Tanaka was in that match at a pay-per-view. And everybody was like, you know, this is when I think the internet had to be around this time. Because everybody knew it was Taz's last match. You know, but everybody was still surprised that Mike Awesome beat Masato Tanaka and Taz in the same night and became world champion. I did see that match. I believe that was Anarchy. But
that's when they were starting to turn on Taz. They were starting to turn on Taz at the end too.
Yeah, they did.
That was the pre Ring of Honor. That was the Ring of Honor crowd that you see now. That Philly crowd. That Philly crowd. Nah, you win too much. You win way too much for our liking.
And Taz didn't give a shit. Taz would go over there in that corner, fold his arms, and like, ain't none of y'all gonna hop this rail and beat the shit out of me. None of y'all. I'm champion. Survive if I let you. Blah, blah, blah. But everybody liked Mike Awesome. Like, yeah, like you said, it was an ROH type crowd. You know? Yeah, it was before ROH. So we should say it was an ECW crowd. But yeah, Mike Awesome was fucking awesome until he went to WCW and he became the fat chick earlier. And I was like, fuck, man. Fuck. Oh, man. But he was great. Other than that, that's it. We're done. y'all want any plugs? Y'all have anything?
Well, as always, listen to us, Rant EM Radio, every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, you listen to the great shows on Rant EM Radio, such as the Wrestling Call-In Show, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Freaks, Nothing Geeks, and of course, the Rant and everything. Listen to everything. I will actually finally have a segment that I actually like, enjoy having. The WrestleMania booking challenge got boring after a week, so sorry for anybody who wanted to have to continue. I will do a WrestleMania themed list, something that me and the guys here, Pooty, Doomsday, Rob, whoever else comes in, we can debate. So, and everything.
He likes to debate.
Hopefully I get some. Yeah, next week, I'm hoping that the next week that the list is the top 10 Hulk Hogan WrestleMania matches.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm hoping.
Interesting.
And true story, Hulk Hogan never faced the same guy twice at a WrestleMania. Look it up. That's true.
Yeah, looks like it is. All right. Tuesday, you got me, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay, doomsday519.tumblr.com, at Joey Doomsday on Twitter, doomsday519 on Daily Motion. Even though I don't use that shit as much anymore. Doomsday Space 519 on YouTube, as well as Doomsday Space Gorilla, as in PWG Gorilla, on YouTube. Been uploading more shit on there. Probably have some shit on, new shit on there in the next, like, week or two. Still, again, check out my Phoenix video, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I'm out. That's it.
All right. And of course, on Twitter at NNZ Podcast. I'm going to be posting the shows up there. And on the Tumblr somewhere in the future. Probably. When I'm done editing this bad boy. Mofo, would you like to give out the closing words, sir?
Yes, sir. I would, actually. Appreciate you guys listening to us. Short show tonight, but hey, whatever. We got you in, we got you out. That's what matters. And remember, kids, getting in and out never hurt anybody before. Except for that guy who had three kids. That would be
That's how babies are made.
Exactly. But in the meantime, stay alive. Gotcha.
Protect yourselves. Wrap up. Talking to young boys out there.
Wrap it up tight.